the hottest and the finest
makeup rings.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Rings.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Rings. You're listening to Makeup Rings.
Welcome to Makeup Rees, y'all. I'm so excited that you guys came. It is your host, KB. Now, this podcast is for all the makeup lovers, the makeup enthusiasts, the makeup artists, the makeup professionals. If you love how to do makeup, if you're trying to learn how to do makeup, if you already know how to do makeup, child, whatever, what have you, this podcast is for you. Okay, so this section is shout out to my subscribers. I really want to get to know all of you, so I have created a form, a survey that lists like what your interests are, what kind of makeup are you really into. Do you like the bold or do you like the more soft glam, the more neutral? Are you a beginner? Are you advanced? Like, tell me. So this form will be in the show notes, but it will also be on my Instagram and all of my social media will be in the show notes as well. But my Instagram is Makeup Reads, MakeupReadz. Makeup Reads, and it'll be in that little bubble where you can highlight and it'll say shout out to my subscribers. So once you fill it out, I'll look over it. I will shout you out in the next episode of the podcast. I want this to be as interactive as possible, so please go fill it out. Tell me your interests and let's get to know each other. Hi guys, so this session is our quote of today. And today we have a quote by Albert Einstein, and it says, "A person who never made a mistake never tried anything new." And what I get from this quote is that it's okay to fail. It's okay to make mistakes because really it's just a learning experience. So when you're doing your makeup, and let's say you're trying to do that wing for the first time and you messed it up and it's crazy and it's wrong, don't get upset with yourself. You know, of course it's frustrating because we want it to look right. We want it to be perfect. We're only thinking about the end product, right? Like, I want it to look right. That's what matters. But essentially, with you going through this process of messing up, you now know what you can do better. So let's say in this scenario, you're trying to create your wing and you want to do a cat eye, but you realize instead of tilting it at an angle, you followed your natural eye line, which you can create a wing in that shape, but it's not the wing you wanted. So what is the lesson that you can take from next time? All right, so instead of following my eye when I want a cat eye, I need to tilt it up a little bit and put it at an angle. And then you have the information that you need to move on and create what you want. That's just how I took from it, or that's just what I took from it. Hey guys, welcome back to Makeup Reads. It's your host KB and we're about to get into some things. So first things first, if you haven't already seen the step-by-step makeup tutorial or even the post for the Valentine's Day makeup look that I created, make sure that you go check that out first before you listen to the podcast. And then second thing is, if you haven't joined our Facebook groups already, make sure to do so. You can upload your makeup looks or any of their recreations if you choose to do so and get some help or constructive criticism, praise, applause, all that good stuff. And also just be able to have more in-depth conversations about products, steps and tricks, all that type of stuff is all what we'll be doing in the Facebook groups. So if you haven't already joined the Facebook groups, go ahead and do so. All that information will be in the show notes, so make sure you check that out. All right, guys, let's just go ahead and get into this look. So it's a Valentine's Day look, and I honestly wasn't going to do one. It's not that, like, I hate Valentine's Day or, you know, I wasn't feeling Valentine's Day. I just didn't feel like creating a Valentine's Day concept at first. But then I was like, you know, why not put something out there? And instead of trying to do like a soft glam look with it or a bold glam look with it, since I've already done those two looks already anyway, I went ahead and went on to the creative concept category. So this is where this look is placed at. I knew from the beginning I wanted to play with like reds and pinks, but I knew I had to be careful in like what shades that I choose with those colors, because even though they're very close in colors and they're very easy to blend out because of, again, how close they are, if you pick the wrong shade of any of those two colors, it can look a little bit wonky. So I was trying to make sure, I think that was a challenge for me for this look, is by using these reds and these pinks, is to make sure that it was still looking cohesive and together and not wonky and a little bit like off. But it is a creative concept, so I still wanted to have a little bit of, not necessarily difference, but I wanted, I guess, an additional aspect of the look. Like, I didn't want it to be flat at all, that's for one. And I didn't want it to be just, like, eyeshadow, maybe, like, a couple of dots. Like, I really wanted it to be artistic, even though I was only trying to use two colors between the whole look. So if we're just starting with the eyes, yes, I decided to do a heart shape over the eyes. That might be a little cliche, but I was like, why not? You know, I'm already doing a creative concept. It's already Valentine's Day, so why not choose a heart over the eye? But I knew I didn't want to do both eyes with the same shape, so that's how I came out with the heart shape for the left eye, and more like a an open space, an open smoky eye for the right eye. For this look, I did block out my brows. I didn't mention the step-by-step tutorial that if you have light brows like me, you can probably get away with just putting concealer on top of your brows and setting it with powder, probably. But if you have thicker brows, I would suggest to look up the different methods on how to block your brows and see which one works for you and which one you're more comfortable in doing, okay? So yeah, for this look, I did block up my brows because I wanted the heart to be big enough. I didn't just want the heart on the lid. And again, it was a creative concept, so I was like, brows, let's scratch that out. We don't need them. Let's try to make our face feel full and stable without them. And I think for the most part, it did that. But we can get some more into that as we go along. So again, I start with the red heart, and I was like, okay, of course I want it to be red, but I didn't want it to be flat. So I added a darker color in the three corners of the heart to add dimension so it could look more 3D than just a flat heart shape on your eye. I felt like it needed a little bit more to the look than just having a heart there. So I decided to create a wing. It wasn't too much, and it's not even a cat eye like the other one was, where it's at an angle. This one is really more so just following my eye shape. But I did want that extra aspect on the eye, as well as me creating the bow in the right hand corner of the heart. I just felt like it gave it more details, of course, and then made it more busy, okay? Yeah, it gives it a lot more going on the eye than just, oh, it's a red heart and that's cute and that's it. You know, I didn't want it to be overbearing. I didn't want it to clash, but I didn't want it to have, you know, as many details as possible without doing too much and sacrificing the look. So that's how I started with the left eye. And I did decide to put pink on the waterline. I just felt like that helped break. I felt like that helped break between the red and the pink and give it some more dimension. Now on my right eye, I pretty much just did, like I said, an open smoky eye. And the reason why I say open is because there's nothing to block it. And by block, I mean the brows. So, you know, it wouldn't be able to go thus far, or be able to go so far, because there's brows in place that's blocking it. But because we blocked out our brows, you can kind of go as far as you want with it. But if you look at the picture, or if you look at the makeup look, the smoky eye, the pink smoky eye, is a little bit lower from, or a little bit lower in height than the red heart. The red heart is a little bit taller. I didn't necessarily do this on purpose, but I do like the interaction between having one main focus and then the other one, because I don't feel like they fight with each other. I don't feel like the red heart shape or the open smoky eye fight against each other to where it's like your eyes are like, should I look at this or should I look at this? I feel like the red heart does maintain the focus of the look, but the pink smoky eye is still a nice little bounce back, and it still has its own focus. So I feel that there's a nice interaction between the two. Now, when I was creating this color digitally, I used two different colors to try to get this pink I was looking for. But I feel like if you can use like a baby pink, or maybe a little bit something brighter than that, and you add mauve, you could get this color. Or you may be able to just get this color, you know, straight out pigment-wise. But just for me, digitally, I had to mix two colors in order to get this color on screen. So again, for the right eye, the design is a smoky eye, but I'm only using one color. Like I said, I did miss two colors, but the outcome of those two colors was one color. So I'm not having this ombre effect. It's just missing two colors to make one color. Okay. Again, I wanted this eye to not be basic. I wanted to have some details. So while I drew the bow on the heart and the left side of the eye, I drew another heart on the right side of the eye. That was had a slight change. And the red shade is more of a magenta color than a true red. And then I had dots following that red heart. And I just felt like it gave it more details, like I said. And it still allows, or not still, but it also allows a different interaction. There's a different interaction into play because of the bow and the heart now. And I really like how those two came out together. On the right side of the eye, I used a wing, but not necessarily a traditional regular wing. I consider it what I call a backward wing, because the flick is at the front of the eye, and at the back of the eye is just ended right where your eye ends. And I thought that would be adding variety to the look as well, and bringing more interaction between that big heart and the open pink smoky eye. For the waterline, I did something very similar to where I lined my waterline with the pink liner, but also have a flick going down, or a curve going downwards at the beginning of the eye. Again, just adding more details and making it more fun, and making or having more interactions between the tiny details than the big details, which would be the big heart and the smoky eyeshadow. The smaller details would be the wing, the bow, the heart that I made on the right hand side, and the dots. Okay, so what is the same on these two eyes is I use the same colored pink in the waterline. So I did keep that the same, and I feel like that helps with continuity and making sure the look is cohesive without having to suffer or sacrifice any type of playfulness or interaction or depth and dimension. You do want to use mascara for this look, but I also use Fosse for this look. So big, fluffy lashes. I create lashes that kind of have like red, curly string or whatever type of material you would like to imagine that is coming out of the lashes for more drama, more effect. You could definitely just use big fluffy lashes and tint like maybe one or two of the lashes, or try to find some lashes that are similar for this look. But that was my intention when I was creating these lashes digitally. So moving on to the double-edged arrow with the hearts at the end instead of the triangular shapes. I added this and I feel like it was a cute addition because after I finished the eyes, and I think I just went ahead on to trying to add highlighter, but I was like, no, I don't want highlighter. I just added blush instead. It felt like something was still missing. So instead of trying to do a lot more on the eyes, I felt like it was heavy enough. I decided to just do the double-sided arrow on the bottom of the, well, at the, what do you call this? Like the bulbous part of the nose. And I decided for a double-edged arrow with hearts at the end because I felt like it would help connect the big heart on the left side to the open pink smoky eye on the right side. And so though there's already an interaction going on between the arrow and the right hand corner of the big heart and that heart on the right side of the eye, there's also another interaction where you have the double edged arrow connecting to the big heart and connecting to the open smoky eye. So it felt like it was like that was the last detail that I needed, and it felt more complete for me. So moving on with the blush, I decided for a pink colored blush. I felt like I've been using a lot of oranges, a lot of reds, and I wanted to break out of that. So I decided to use a pink one instead. And this is more on like the mauve side of the pink shades, okay? I didn't want it too bright because I feel like it would be taking attention from the eyes, and that's exactly what I did not want. That's exactly why I didn't add highlighter either. On the left side of the face, it does look a little bit brighter than I want it to. The effect that I was really going for it can be seen on the right side of the face, where it's more subtle, it's soft, and it just brings cohesiveness into the look. The lips, they weren't a struggle for me, but I was trying to figure out what colors I wanted because, like I said, I only wanted to use red and pink for my main colors for this look. And again, I wanted to make sure I was using the right shades so that they wouldn't clash, but I didn't want to use the same shades over and over. I didn't want to have a variety of shades that could flow together in this look. So I tried using a magenta type of lip liner with a bright fuchsia lip, but it was just way, and I mean way too bright. I was just like, no sis, that's not it. So what I ended up doing digitally was just lowering the opacity so it looks like it was a change in color, but really it was just it being lighter and not as opaque and not as bold. So this to me looks more of like a it's like a plum color, but it's not like that deep rich purple plum. It's more on the that reddish type of plum color. And the pink is still like a fuchsia pink, but it's just not as bright. Like if you, what this pink reminds me of is the Viva La Glam MAC lipstick. Like the first Viva La Glam lipstick by Nicki Minaj, or the collaboration with Nicki Minaj that they put out, the first one, not the second one. that was like really, really pink. It reminds me of that color, but like on the lighter side of it. And again, like I said, I love matte lips, and everything else was kind of matte with this look. I didn't want any glitter. I didn't want anything too much. I really wanted everything matte. So the lips were matte as well. And that's pretty much my thoughts on and how I was going when I created this look. And it didn't take me that long to create it. It was just really the intricate and more challenging parts were trying to figure out what shades would be working well with the look and what all the tiny details that would make the look more cohesive and complete and not just bland, basic, no life, pretty much. So yeah, thank you for listening to this episode of Makeup Breeze. Make sure you follow this podcast wherever you're listening to, at whatever platform. But also make sure you connect with the family. All the social media links will be in the show notes. And until next time, guys.
The hottest and the finest.
Makeup Breeze.
You won't find nothing like this anywhere else.
You're listening to Makeup Breeze.
So sit back, relax, and enjoy
Makeup Breeze. You're listening to Makeup Breeze.